Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me, in my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is July 31st, 2020. I got about five different segments here for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. All right, lead off segment for this episode is entitled, Does the Bubble Thing Work for Sports? I really can't say if it work or doesn't work. You know, all it takes is one person to get coronavirus and then pretty much the bubble has popped. But in theory, it's a good idea to have all the teams play in one location, and it would be easier to do testing if someone does get it. You can do easier tracing and quarantine. But it's easier to keep your facilities clean. I'm still not fully, I'm still not fully is sports essential? I'm not. I mean, I love sports. I want sports to be here, but is it an essential thing where people are putting their lives at risk to play a game? So I'm still on the fence with that. I respect the people that want to play and do their job, but I think your family and the people that love you are more important. So, the bubble thing, I want to say that wrestling actually was probably the first one to do the bubble thing. They just don't get the credit. WWE, because they do all their stuff in one location. I think their wrestling performance places in Florida. I could be wrong, but you know, it's been working. But even then, they had a person test positive in their thing, and they were able to trace and quarantine and continue with their show. So it might work. It might not work. All right, so let me know what you think about that. Vaccine or virus, which is worse? That's the title of the next segment. My thing with vaccines is I don't know what's in it. That's always been my issue. I mean, they say part of the virus is in it, and it helps build up the whatever to help you fight the virus if you catch it. But you know, I've never, to my knowledge, taken a vaccine. Maybe when I was a little baby or something, they hit me with some vaccines that I don't know about. But as an adult and, you know, going back to my teenage years and adolescent years, I can't remember. I've always been skeptical. I think that Okay, yeah, they might give you a vaccine to help fight this one thing, but they might be injecting you with something else to help to give you less immunity to something else. I just have a hard time believing that. The pharmaceutical industry, the health industry, wants people to be healthy. You know, you make money off of people being sick. That's how you make money. You don't make money off of people being 100% healthy. So I've always been skeptical of that. And, you know, Russia is saying that their vaccine is going to roll out in 2 weeks, August 10th. I mean, it's just crazy that they can get that vaccine going that fast. I mean, we've been told for years, years and years, it can take up to 3 years to get a vaccine for, you know, any type of disease or virus. They don't even have a vaccine for AIDS yet. And AIDS been around for what, 50 years, 40 years? So I'm just a little skeptical, man. That's just how I am. I think my job is probably going to force me to take it. So I don't know how much longer I'll be working there. When it finally hits the vaccine, I'm definitely going to try to do my research and, you know, see what's in it. But just to answer the question, I think the vaccine is worse than the virus, in my opinion. So let me know what you think about that. Moving on to the Florida State stuff. Cam Akers signs his deal with the LA Rams. It's like $6 million, $2 million signing bonus from what I read. Congratulations to him. I think he really has a chance to be the starter. Everything that he has in his game fits into what the Rams do. He couldn't have landed in a better spot. I mean, I think the 49ers, he could have been great with the 49ers, the Packers, you know, any type of innovative offensive mind, you know, where they use their running backs in a multitude of ways would have helped Cam Akers. So, you know, he's with Sean McVay, and we know how innovative he is. And I really think he has a chance to be the starter, man. Let me look at the depth chart here. Still waiting for this information to come up. Internet is actually acting, behaving today. Let's see. Rams. Depth chart. Malcolm Brown. See, I don't even know who that is. Darrell Henderson. And then Cam Akers. He's got a chance, man. So everything is on him. I just hope he can get in there and not get injured and do what needs to be done to get on that field, man. Because we never really seen him get to his full potential at Florida State because of the offensive line. I think you'll see a totally different player with the LA Rams. So let me know what you think about that segment. Okay, new schedule for the Florida State. What do you think their record will be? And I have to actually pull their stuff back up. Give me a second. Still working. Okay, it's not telling me, so I have to go a different route. Feel like I'm doing customer service when I'm doing my podcast. If I don't keep talking, it's dead air. All right, here we go. All right, so Florida State is to host Clemson, Georgia Tech, North Carolina, Pitt, and Virginia. The Seminoles will travel to Duke, Louisville, Miami, NC State, and Notre Dame. So, pretty difficult schedule. Clemson loss, Georgia Tech win. North Carolina is going to be, I'll say a win. Pitt win, Virginia win, Duke win, Louisville win, Miami loss, NC State win, Notre Dame loss. Then I think they'll lose to the Florida Gators. So that's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight wins, 3 losses. But that's a pretty difficult schedule, man. You know, we're going to really find out what Mike Norvell, can do as far as coaching right out the gate. And those games are not, I don't think they're in the order. I don't think that's in an actual order of their, how they're going to play those games, but those are the teams that they're going to play. That's just my prediction. I'm going to really stick to what I've been saying this whole podcast for this upcoming season, 6-6 or 6-5, because they're playing only 11 games. But that's just my prediction on each of those games. But I think it's going to be real tight, man. Because all these teams really know each other. So, let me know what you think about that segment. Can Florida State stay COVID-free? On yesterday's episode, I posed the question, could football stay COVID-free? Now I'm just asking if Florida State can stay COVID-free. I think it's going to be real hard. I mean, I'm just surprised we haven't heard about any Miami Hurricane players catching COVID. With the way that South Florida and just Florida as a state is just like on fire right now. But I think it's going to be real difficult. I mean, it's going to take great discipline from these players and really the whole nation. Most of these guys are 21, 22, 23 years old. And, you know the nature of the beast. You want to go out and have fun. You want to hang with your boys. You want to be around girls. And, you know, that's how you're going to catch it. I mean, they say wearing a mask doesn't protect you from getting the virus anyway. That's what they say. So, I don't know. I don't think if they were playing in a bubble, like in one location, like Charlotte, where it's a, I mean, that would be a great idea for me. You could basically rent out. I know it's going to cost like a whole bunch of money. I mean, you could get ESPN to front that bill. You could play the bubble, excuse me, in Charlotte, have your classrooms and stuff there, and basically do everything there. That's just the way I think you could do it. But no, I don't think they can stay bubble. I mean, COVID free. I think it's just a matter of time. Like the analogy has been used, whack-a-mole. It's just that's how it's gonna be, man. You get one hot spot, you hit it, and then another hot spot comes open. It's just, that's how it's gonna be in sports. All right. So let me know what you think about that segment. Thank you for listening. This is the end of the this particular show. Thank you for listening. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Please social distance. Please wear a mask. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vitamins. And please be aware of your surroundings. And as always, go Noles.